Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you'll know, migrants form the backbone of our health industry, with many nurses coming from the likes of India and the Philippines. This is usually organised by an agency, but in an increasing amount of cases, these agencies are advertising and charging for jobs that don't exist. Varghese Joy is an organiser of Migrant Nurses Ireland. Good afternoon, Varghese.
Hi, good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by explaining to us the legitimate route for a nurse to come and work in Ireland? What would typically happen to them?
The legitimate route is that, you know, get an offer from a legitimate employer, whether it's public or private, through an interview. Normally, these days, after COVID, it happens online. Before, the employer's representative used to go to India, Africa, and Philippines, and so on. So they attend the interview. Once they're successful, they get a job offer letter from the employer. And with that job offer letter, with the help of agencies, whoever is in the middle, a place for a work permit. They get a typical work permit. With that, they get a visa to travel to Ireland. I think it's for a short period, for a period of three months. Then they come to Ireland. They need to appear for an aptitude test done by Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland in conjunction with the nursing board, or they have to take an adaptation, which is a 6 to 12 weeks training period or evaluation period. Once they're successful, they get a registration number to work as a nurse. Then with that, they apply for a critical skill permit, which allows them to work for as a registered nurse in Ireland. So in a nutshell, that is the process which should happen normally.
Right. Okay. But what you found then is that nurses are being offered jobs, but there's no job there. And so what happens to them when they arrive in Ireland?
Absolutely. You know, that's in the last year or so, we have been hearing, we have been contacted by a few nurses and told us that when they arrived in Ireland and they took the test, the one I mentioned, the nursing board RCSA aptitude test, they got the PIN number, they call it PIN number as a registration license. Then they contacted the employer, whoever was told them that you have a job, whoever the job offer received. When they contacted the employer, they were told that, surprisingly, no, there is no job here. Or some nurses contacted the agents and asked for, okay, when can I start? When is the starting date? And they were told, no, there is no job. That job is gone. You need to find another job. Now, we heard that some agents tried to help, ask them to wait to get another job. And you know that in waiting in Ireland without a salary, in cities like Dublin and Cork, the exorbitant amount of rent, they find themselves in a very difficult situation to pay the rent and the expenses. So, and some other agents did not even help them. You know, they were not contactable. So the nurses fell into this trap with a very difficult situation that they had no money to survive in terms of rent and food and so on.
Yeah, but these nurses then wouldn't have done an interview over Zoom or anything like that in advance.
Yes, they would have done an interview online while they were in India or Philippines or Africa, wherever they in their country of origin, and they came to Ireland with a typical work permit and visa. But it seems that, you know, in these cases, the job offer was fake, so the department wouldn't know whether it's a real job offer or fake one. They gave the atypical work permit and visa, but the actual job wasn't there. That's the issue.
Yeah, okay. So the interview they would have done, that was with the agency they would have done this interview, I'm assuming.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Could be, yeah.
Now, the agencies... Do you yes. know what agencies these are? And are they agencies who sometimes are set up completely legitimate employment, but just sometimes they don't?
Yeah, I have been told, you know, that there are a few agents, which I know the names, but I don't want to mention any name, because the agencies we know did that. Of course, it was wrong, but then there are other agencies doing the same, which is not reported, you know. So I don't want to mention the names. Yes, I am aware of a few agencies which they are operating illegally, to be honest. You know, that number one, this is an issue. Number two, this has been a historic issue over the decade or two decades that these agencies are charging recruitment fees from nurses in thousands of euros. In fact, the Irish recruitment law stipulates that you shouldn't charge any recruitment fees from nurses. So, yeah, there are a lot of agencies working that I know some of them, but, you know, for confidentiality, for GDPR, I don't want to mention the name, but I'm very well aware about the issue.
But I'm assuming, though, is that the nurses in their home country, they've done an interview, they get some sort of job offer. Is that job offer then a forgery?
That's what I understand from hearing from a few nurses. The job offer letter was a forgery. It's a fabricated or a fake one and submitted for visa. The department probably didn't, you know, I understand department doesn't verify all the application come to us. But in fact, going forward, that's what, as an organization, Migrant Nurses Ireland demands or requests the department to cross-check the job offers letter submitted for visa. In theory or in an ideal world, they should check all the job offers with the employers. But if not possible, even random checks, you know, audits, that will help to prevent this happen again. Yeah, it was forgery.
Yeah. So and is it the responsibility of the Department of Enterprise to check up on these things?
Absolutely, yeah. It is the Department of Enterprise is issuing the work permit, a typical work permit and visa. So in theory, they should be checking whether this is a real job offer or a fake one. Now that this has come to light, I think the department should put robust measures to ensure that all the job offers come to them are legitimate and genuine.
Yeah. And I assume these agencies, and you know who they are, they're still operating, are they?
Oh, they are. They are. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'm assuming not all the offers they make, the job offers, are bogus job offers. Some of them are real.
Oh, yeah. So these agents, yes, they are, I suppose majority of them are still real jobs. But in the middle, you know, in between, they make for profit these type of forgery or fraudulence activities. Yeah, no, they do make real jobs. They do bring people on real jobs and actual jobs. And they also do these type of things for whatever reasons.
And is there any way you have or, you know, nurses in their home countries to be alerted to the fact that if an agency tries to charge them, that's highly suspicious?
Absolutely. So that's our role to support. Our role is as a voluntary organization to educate people, educate nurses in India or Philippines. So we conducted a large, webinar with over 500 nurses from India attended a few weeks ago. And we explained this is the situation. This is the things that are happening. You should check the legitimacy of the agency. All the agencies should be registered in Ireland with WRC, Workplace Relations Commission. So there are license and registration they are supposed to get. So we advise them not to only go through the registered proper agencies. So that's our role. Yes, we have social media handles. We put this message. We have emailed our members. We did webinars, and we are going to do another webinar in 2 weeks' time. So that's what we are doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And these agencies, are they based in Ireland? Are they Irish companies? Are they operating in, or are they Indian or Filipino companies?
They operate on both countries. You know, if they are recruits, say, I can only give example as an Indian agency. They have an office in India. They have an office or staff in Ireland. So they have both. You have to have a base here and base there to operate, because you need to initially get the applicants in India, but also when they come here, there should be, you know, staff to process here. Yeah. So they operate on both jurisdictions.
Yeah. Varghese Joy is of Migrant Nurses Ireland. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.